The Holy Gospel appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 22 through 30. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to enter the gate that is wide and to travel through the door that is easy, but to enter the gate that is narrow and the way that is hard and difficult in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Luke chapter 13. With special attention to verses 23 and 24. Someone said to Jesus, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" That was the question someone in the crowd asked Jesus as he was traveling through towns and villages on his way to Jerusalem, preaching and teaching about the kingdom of heaven. "Yes, Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And how does Jesus answer the question? Jesus says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For I tell you, many will seek to enter and will not be able." Unfortunately, at the end of the day, only a few people will be saved to the kingdom of heaven. This became very clear and evident at the very beginning of Jesus' 3-year public ministry, even though large crowds came to hear Jesus preaching and teaching and were healed by him. There were only a very few of them who were willing to make a commitment to Jesus and follow him. That's precisely what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning verse 13. Listen to what Jesus says. "The gate is wide, and the road is easy that leads to hell. And there are many who travel it. The gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life. And few people find it. Unfortunately, many choose to take the gate that is wide and to travel through the road that is easy, instead of the few who chose to take the gate that is narrow and the way that is hard and very difficult. That's why Jesus urged them, saying, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And right now that door with the gate that is narrow and the way that is hard and that leads to life is still open, but only for a very short time. And why? Because a time will come when that door will suddenly be shut forever, and no one will be able to open it. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in our text, once the master of the house has risen and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door saying, Lord, open to us. Then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from, or I don't know you. In other words, Jesus says that once he comes again, as he has promised us, he will shut the door and those standing outside won't be able to come in, even though they will ask him and plead with him to open it. Unfortunately, it's going to be too late for them. Yes, it's going to be too late. And they are going to plead in the same way the rich man did, who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day, while the poor man ate what fell from the rich man's table. Yes, the rich man pleaded and cried out at the top of his lungs, saying, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. Unfortunately, his riches and his possessions and living in luxury and fine linen every day could not save him. Not even Father Abraham could save him when he said to the rich man, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. Yes, the door will be shut forever and ever, and they won't be able to come in, even though they will claim, saying, Jesus, we ate and we drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But Jesus will reply, saying to them, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. And that also continues to be true today. Many will eat and drink in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and even come to church to hear about his teaching, and yet refuse to accept him as their Lord and their Savior. And why? Because they are more concerned about themselves, the here and now. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we will die anyway. Instead of believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Yes, unfortunately, sad to say, and I've seen it so many times, most people today have heard of Jesus, but aren't willing, as you and I, to make that commitment to follow Jesus. As a matter of fact, many of them actually believe that there's always going to be enough time to take care of it later on, saying, I'm too busy right now, or I have other more important things to do and take care of right now. Whatever it is, they procrastinate and they don't ever make a commitment to follow Jesus. And then there are those, sad to say, who believe that there's always going to be a second chance to be saved after they die to this world. Or what's worse, and even more devastating, that there are other ways to be saved to the kingdom of heaven other than through Jesus Christ, even though Jesus says very clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, on judgment day, they will acknowledge knowing Jesus as they ate and drank in Jesus' presence and heard about Jesus' teaching. But it's going to be too late for them. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 41, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. As a matter of fact, Jesus will say to them, in that place in hell, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and the prophets in the kingdom of God. But you yourselves cast out. That's precisely what happened to the rich man. Remember? Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things while Lazarus, the poor man, received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony in hell. That's why it's so important that we who are saved make every effort with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit to save the unsaved so that their few may become many in the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, St. Paul writes that our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wants all men, including women and children, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, remember? Let none hear you idly saying, there's nothing I can do. While the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calls you, here am I, send me, send me. And yet we must confess again this morning that we have not always been faithful to take the task he has given us gladly, saying, here am I, send me, send me. Unfortunately, we must confess again that we have fallen short of the glory of God and neglected to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. And unless we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others, only a few are going to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus says. And many will find themselves outside the door and pleading, just like the rich man did, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire. Yes, have pity on me. I'm in agony in this fire. We won't be able to call the fire department and ask for their help. Unfortunately, it's going to be too late. So if you know of someone today, and I mean it sincerely, if you know of someone today in your family, a friend, a neighbor, someone at work who isn't saved, who isn't going to any church, who doesn't read their Bible as you do, don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. But to answer quickly when Jesus calls you today saying, "Here am I, Lord. Send me. Send me." That's the only way it's going to work. To turn the few into the many, into the kingdom of heaven. The words we sang about in the opening hymn, "Lord, gather all your children, regardless of race, gender, ethnic origin, or color of their skin. Lord, gather all your children wherever they may be and lead them on to heaven to live eternally." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to reach out to them with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they too may be led on to heaven eternally with us. And what a joy that is going to be. Not only that, but to renew our commitment again today to Jesus and take every opportunity we have to reach out to the unsaved, especially here in the Big Bear Valley. We don't have to go throughout the world. It's right here. This is our mission field. Our neighbor next door, our friend we have known for many years, someone in our family, so that they may also be saved to the kingdom of heaven. God bless us as we make that commitment to save the unsaved with the power and help of the Holy Spirit. Go and make disciples of all nations in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.